This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello there and a top of the afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of Joy's very own show about pets. Thank you so much to Jim for the news and Leo for a fabulous morning of tunes as per usual. My name is Oz and I'm joined in the studio this week by General Manager of Communications and Fundraising at the Lost Dogs Home, Kate Holter.
Hi. I feel like I haven't been in for ages, Oz.
I thought that's why we needed an intro.
Not that big an intro.
But we sure haven't been on air, the two of us, for a little while.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
It is good to be back.
We haven't worked together for a while either.
We haven't. So we'll be keeping the chair warm while Kev's away for the next few weeks.
Yes. Yeah, so he's taking, a nice holiday.
well-earned holiday, yes.
Exactly, and doing some work stuff as well. But today we're going to talk a bit about dogs, which is not unusual. Now, we always consider our dogs, I think, as important members of the family. For us, perhaps living by ourselves, they're important companions. And they sometimes also help us to keep fit. And let's face it, they certainly help every day put a smile on our faces. But for many people in our community, a dog plays a much more important role and they're integral to helping them lead an independent life. Currently in Australia, around 900 people with vision impairment rely on a guide dog to go about their daily lives.
A recent survey done by Guide Dogs Australia, however, has shown an alarming 40% of guide dog handlers surveyed said their guide dog had been attacked by another dog, most of which were caused by dogs off-lead.
Today on Pets Allowed, we will speak to Karen Hayes, CEO of Guide Dogs Victoria, and Bri, a guide dog user, about their new public education campaign, Take the Lead, on how we as dog owners can be more responsible with our pets in public.
That's right. So do stay tuned for that. It's a really, really important campaign. Also coming up on Pets Allowed today.
The Dog Lovers Show. It's back for another year and well underway right now. So we'll cross live to Sharon, a fundraising team leader who's working there today as our roving reporter as well, to get the latest on the Dog Lovers Show.
And among the many things we'll be promoting at the show is adoption. And Kate, we'll be hearing a really heartwarming, sweet interview that you did with an adopter of one of your former and much adored fosters, Buddy.
Yeah, that was lovely to speak to Robin again. And we'll also be checking in with Starlet Scarlet and her owner Jeanette on what she'll be getting up to at the Dog Lovers Show.
Okay, so that's the Pets Loud, all that and more. So stick around. We do. Stick around.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
The Pets Loud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is indeed that time of the program where we do glance back at the week that was, or the couple of weeks that were, because we were off air.
That's right.
And a lot has happened, Kate, namely Elvis.
I know, it's not every day that Elvis visits Gracie Street or you get a sighting of Elvis, but we certainly did at the Lost Dogs Home. Elvis in the form of a 8-year-old cat. Mm-hmm. Now, Elvis had been missing since 2010. He went walkabout or left the building when his family were moving, and that's not uncommon when cats get quite unsettled when they move. But someone must have actually intercepted Elvis when he was out straying or, missing, looking at his new neighbourhood, and they thought he was lovely. He's a very smoochy, purry cat, and sadly, instead of sort of handing him into a shelter or to their local council to check if he had a microchip, they must have hung on to him, and he'd been living there ever since then, we think, and then for some reason he's gone missing again or gone out and someone else has picked him up and he came into the Lost Dogs Home and we scanned him, like we do all cats and dogs, for a microchip, and lo and behold, Elvis had a microchip, and because his owner had kept her details up to date, her phone number, we were able to contact her and she was absolutely floored. You met her, didn't you, Oz?
A gorgeous family.
Yeah.
She came along with her two kids and, we were there during the wait, which was, only a few minutes before they got to reunite with Elvis. And, the emotions were all out in full swing.
Yeah.
But they've been keeping in touch with us on Facebook as well.
I know.
Sending through photographs. They were absolutely over the moon. And I think this story has sort of given hope to people that have lost a pet and reminded them that actually keeping your details updated is so important, because you don't know, you might be getting that call.
And it does happen every now and then. They are the best calls to make at the Lost Dogs Home, when you sort of notify people that we've got your dog or you've got your cat and it's been missing for not just days but years. So, yes, ID is so important, keeping your contact details up to date.
Now, if you want to do that, do call 1300-REG-PET. Mm-hmm. If you've lost or found a pet, ring that number, 1300-734-738, or do check out the National Pet Register on petregister.com.au. Okay, the last couple of weeks have also seen some really great adoption numbers too, Kate. Over Easter, we adopted out a fair few cats and dogs.
That's right. Well, we've got our fee waived offer for the month of April with cats. So any cat that's over 6 months, you don't have to pay the adoption fee, but you do have to do the pet license to adopt. And the Easter long weekend, we adopted out 27 cats and kittens. And I think also just the extra promotion of the cats helps, cover the dogs as well. And people think about adopting a dog as well. And we'd adopted 16 dogs and puppies, which is a really great weekend. And I heard, and I haven't got the stats in front of me, but last weekend, the Anzac weekend, was also another really successful adoption weekend. And even more cats and kittens, I think sort of up towards the 30 number, adopted or even over that.
Excellent.
So we're really happy. And we've extended the free cat offer to Mother's Day next weekend.
We have indeed. Do stay tuned to our dog date segment right at the end of the program for details on that. Now it's time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
Yes, this week's pets in the plural of the week are the beautiful golden girls, Chloe and Pepper, who were recently featured in the Moonee Valley Leader and I believe on the Herald Sun website as well. So you can check out their story via our Facebook page. But Kate, give us a bit of a background on the two of them.
Now, these two came in as a bonded pair, and we do get them occasionally at the Lost Dogs Home. And when they are bonded, we certainly don't want to split them up. We would like to see them adopted into the same home so they can continue their life together. So these golden girls have been together always. They're about 7 years of age, so it has been a long time. They're really sort of low-key, easygoing. They're terriers. They're Jack Russell terriers, but scruffy sort of terrier types. They've got gorgeous faces. You could not help but fall in love with them. They're middle-aged. They've got plenty of life left in them.
They're laid-back, they're quite chirpy as well. They get up and, will enjoy a bit of a slow walk with you. And, they're not just couch companions too, so.
I'm sure they'll have to do that as well.
Yes.
But they're just a beautiful pair, and you'll find their profiles and their photos on our website at dogshome.com. Now, young Chloe at 7 years old, her ID number, if you need to quote that, if you want to contact the home on 93292755. Her ID number is 968721, and her best friend and golden girl companion is Pepper, and her ID number is 968722.
Fantastic. If you did miss out on those animal ID numbers, if you didn't have a pen nearby, don't worry. Do stay tuned to the rest of the program, and we will announce it at the end of the show. This is indeed Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. Hope you're travelling well in the afternoons.
Yes.
17 past 12.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, if true love for you is in the shape of a canine, then block out this weekend and join the Lost Dogs Home at the Dog Lover Show.
Starting today and returning to the historic Royal Exhibition buildings in Melbourne, and for the first time also in Sydney, I hear, the three-day exhibition promises all things from wet noses to wagging tails.
Now, Kate, we've set up our Lost Dogs Home and National Pet Register camp of enthusiastic staff and volunteers starting from today right through till Sunday. Mm. What are some of the things, core things that we'll be doing?
Well, people can come along and obviously they can find out a lot more about the home and find out about our volunteer program, our foster care program at the home. The Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic also will be having some information about that. And also there's some complimentary veterinary dental examination and weight check vouchers, offering a 10% discount.
I'd jump right on that.
You would be?
I would, yes.
And dog grooming as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our dog groomer, Denise, fabulous.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She groomed my dog, Molly, yesterday. She looked just pretty as a picture. She came back with a beautiful pink bow in her hair.
And smelling like flowers.
Oh, so beautiful. Yeah. She did lose the bow when she got home.
That's okay.
No, I would have left it there, but I think the other dog took it out anyway. And also we're doing something really a bit different this year too. Mm. We're asking people to pledge to adopt, which we'll talk more about, but it's a really wonderful thing where, you know, not everyone's people there obviously because they're interested in dogs. They want a dog in their life or have a dog in their life, but for those people who haven't, we're asking them to consider adoption. So there's a lot about pledging to adopt, and also there'll be some special appearances by some adopted dogs. That young Molly, if we find her bow, we'll put her bow back in. She'll be there both Saturday and Sunday as one of our adopted and adored dogs, also Axel and Tess.
Okay, now to give us a sense of what's happening on the ground, we're now joined by Sharon Elliott, our fundraising team leader and now roving reporter, who is joining us all the way from, Carlton, not too far away, at the Dog Lovers Show. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you very much. How are you going?
Very well.
Firstly, hi, Sharon. How is your little adopted and adored ambassador Axel going today there?
Well, he's having a nice sleep, actually. He's got a bit of a sore foot today, so he's just lying down and accepting all the pats from everybody that's coming through to pledge to adopt their next dog, popping their stickers on the wall and saying hello to Axel on the way. So he's having a lovely time.
Now, Sharon, tell us, what are you seeing around you? Hopefully many people, because it does sound like it's quite crowded. And last year, I think the crowds were up to 20,000.
Yeah, no, actually, considering, you know, it's the first morning, it's a Friday, so obviously the quieter of the 3 days, I'd assume. There's a lot of people moving around. There's people, most stalls here have got people at them, people having a chat. It's very, very busy.
Okay, so what have the highlights been so far?
I think just seeing quite how big the dog and the pet industry in general is, and how much love there is for the animals. We're surrounded by a mixture here. So standing here, I can see vets, I can see blingy collars. We've got amazing dog beds, photography, charity groups, and just seeing quite how big it is and how many people are involved in the industry and actually caring for them is just lovely.
If you wanted to know anything, absolutely anything about dogs, that's the place to go.
just from where in my site, you could probably find out all you need to know. It's just one tiny part of it.
So amongst all of the other stores, can you have a go at describing exactly where to find our Lost Dogs Home stand if people wanted to visit?
Yeah, look, we're downstairs because there is two levels here. You enter downstairs and we are down there. Now, we're actually number 458 and it's pretty much in the middle. So
okay. You've
got sort of the ones and 200s to one side, the threes and fours to the other side. But if you stick to the walking through the middle of the room, you really can't miss the Lost Dogs Home.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the lowdown there, Sharon. It's been great catching up with you. And we'll be joining you actually after the show and this weekend as well.
Indeed. Yeah. I'll see you there.
Excellent. Now, if you want more information about the Dog Lovers Show, do check out their website, doglovershow.com.au/Melbourne. And it's starting today right through till Sunday, the 4th of May at the Royal Exhibition Building. Also there for the weekend is a former adopted and adored and often on Pets Allowed, Scarlett. And I caught up with her owner, Jeanette Wilson, just a couple of days ago to find out what Scarlett will be doing at Dog Lovers.
The first reason why I chose to adopt was because I felt we...
And that's the incorrect interview. We'll be getting to it shortly.
Oh, they're both absolutely flying. I'm so proud of them both. Scarlett's now got her companion dog, her Rally Excellent, her Dances with Dogs Freestyle Novice, and her Heel Work to Music Starters, which is awesome for a dog of not even 3 years old. And Bingo now is about to enter the utility dog level, which is really, really a high level of competition obedience.
Uh-huh.
He's got his Rally Excellent and Novice in both styles of Dances with Dogs. And Bingo is a pet therapy dog, of course, mm-hmm. and Scarlett is also in training to be a pet therapy dog.
Oh, fantastic.
So they're just flying. Fantastic. I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful dog.
And they're currently keeping you very busy. You're at the Royal Exhibition building at the moment, getting prepared for tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So a big weekend where Scarlett will be performing before crowds of about 20,000, I'd say.
Oh, yes. I'm so nervous.
Oh, that was my question. How are you feeling? Have you got stage nerves?
Well, I'm trying not to, because honestly, the way you feel really does sort of affect the way your dogs feel as well.
Sure.
But they did it last year. Both dogs did it last year, and I think they'll be fine. We've just had a rehearsal. It was a little chaotic. Farmer Dave laughed a lot, thank goodness. But they did what they were supposed to do. We put a lot of training in for, you know, several months every week. So I think we're ready to go.
So what does Scarlett have in store for us tomorrow?
Well, both dogs are actually running in a what we call canine fungility. And what it is, it's agility, but with a difference. Because we use human beings instead of, you know, poles and hoops and things. We actually get members of the audience to become involved. And they are the leg weave. We weave between their legs. We run between their legs to do tunnels. We jump through their arms. It's real audience involvement stuff. It's great fun. And if the dogs don't stop and lick everybody on the way through, they're very quick.
Okay, so I reckon at this point we need to let listeners know when they can catch the pair out there and perhaps participate with them on stage.
Well, there's also a small dog race, which Melbourne Canine Freestyle, which is our group, is running. And Bingo's in that one because he's a small dog. And that's at 2:20 on each day. And the Canine Fungility is at 4:20 each day. So on the main arena, everybody will see it.
Fantastic. So you'll be there every day and I presume taking all of next week off.
Yeah, something like that, recovering.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot for checking in with us again on Pets Aloud.
You're welcome. Nice to hear from you.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thank you, Raphael, for that. And thank you to ABBA. That was a blast from the past with Ring Ring on Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. Now, last week at the Guide Dogs Victoria Take the Lead blogger event, our Pets Aloud anchor, Kevin, had the opportunity to catch up with the guide dog user, Bryony, and her gorgeous dog, Nancy. Bry shared her and Nancy's story, which wasn't one caused by it wasn't an issue caused by another dog, but rather a person. So we need to keep in mind that when approaching guide dogs in public spaces, not to pat them while they've got their jacket on because they're essentially working. Now, Bri starts off here with the interview by introducing us to her gorgeous dog, Nancy.
Nancy will be 4 on the 16th of June this year. I've had her for just over 2 years. She's an adorable yellow Labrador and she knows exactly how cute she is. She's, you know, be under no illusions. She has the I'm beautiful, love me look.
I think a lot of dogs are quite capable of knowing just how beautiful they are. Can you tell us some of your experiences as a guide dog user?
Guide dogs are amazing, but they are also dogs, and I think it's important to remember that they can be distracted just like any other dog, and it's not just patting them whilst they're on harness, which means that they're in work mode and their job is to keep their human safe. If you're trying to do your job and someone is trying to talk to you and saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you would naturally get, you know, distracted, even if it's just for a couple of seconds from what you're doing. And dogs naturally get distracted like that too. Even the best guide dogs in the world can be bought off the job just like anyone else can. So it's really important to us as guide dog users that the general public try really hard not to get taken in by the gorgeous face. Nancy gets a lot of love from me, and as soon as she's off of her harness, she can pretty much do what she wants within reason. But when she's on the job, talking to her, patting her, making kissing noises at her, all of those things will distract her from her job, which is to keep me safe. And that could mean that she misses a step and I fall over or bump into a person. And the same goes really for other dogs in the community. Some people get a little bit offended when guide dog users ask them to, perhaps if it's a dog that is at a cafe, and we might ask for the person to just shorten the leash of their dog or pick their dog up. We know that their dog only wants to play, but a playful dog is still a distraction for a guide dog.
You've had quite a harrowing personal experience with someone coming up to your guide dog. Would you mind telling us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately, Nancy and I were crossing a road at our local shopping centre last year, and we were assaulted by a young sort of teenage guy who wasn't in a great state. He sort of wasn't quite with it. And as we were walking across the road, he came running up to us and he actually lunged towards me and towards Nancy and screamed at the top of his lungs right in my face. We did manage to get across the road and sit down, and he had a group of well-meaning friends who brought him back to try and make him apologise, but he wasn't really getting that he'd done anything wrong. And Nancy, the poor thing, was sitting between my legs trying to get as much of her underneath the bench as possible, trembling in fear because the guy that had just assaulted us was trying to fondle her cheeks and, you know, rub her ears and stuff, and she did not want to be touched by that guy. Unfortunately, his friends actually had to physically pull him away because he was just not listening when I said, don't touch her, you need to back off. That was really, you know, I was in tears afterwards, and unfortunately, the police weren't able to identify the guy that did this. If they had have done, he would have been charged with assault. And unfortunately, you know, Nancy and I were both very, very shaken. It took a long time for us to sort of get back to normal work.
Can you tell me a bit about the recovery? So what happened afterwards? How did you get Nancy back to that normal work stage?
Guide Dogs Victoria is amazing. One of the ways in which they are particularly outstanding is that they have a great aftercare program. So they don't just give you a guide dog and then say, see you later. They are always there if you need anything. So I knew immediately, I went on the advice of security, I went and immediately reported it to the police and got that taken care of, and then came home and rang one of the team leaders here at Guide Dogs, who immediately kicked into gear and organised for an instructor to come out and see Nancy and I and assess us. Immediately after the incident, I couldn't get Nancy to cross roads. She would just freeze. And this happened for about 36 hours, that she wouldn't cross any road at all. Then she sort of was able to get over that a bit and cross all the roads except the one where we'd had the incident. And that took a couple of sessions with an instructor to come. And basically what we had to do was just try and wash that negative experience away by crossing over and over and over again with lots of pep and lots of food rewards, you know, trying to be really relaxed, making sure that my grip on her harness wasn't too tight and that I wasn't sending stress signals to her. We're really lucky that that's all it took, just those couple of sessions. But I did avoid the shopping centre at that sort of after school time for about a month afterwards. I was just too scared to go there alone at that time. It took a lot for me to go back.
So I think that's something that a lot of people don't realise, is that it's not just what happens, and there's a lot of after effects, and there's also effects for you in terms of what reducing your capabilities with your dog as well.
Thank you to Bri there for sharing her really important story on looking after your dogs in public, but also not approaching guide dogs while they're working. If you'd like to find out more information about Guide Dogs Victoria, you can check out their website. It's www.guidedogsvictoria.com.au. You're on Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.